Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa Burt. Welcome back in the limelight. Yet today, another amazing entrepreneur. Before we get to that though, I do want to invite you to subscribe, to share, to like, and love us a lot here at In the Limelight Television. We work very hard to bring you information that we think is pertinent. This is Entrepreneur Talk, and we're going to be talking to someone that I have known for some time, and I'm very excited for you to get to meet him and take a deeper dive into what he does for entrepreneurs. Before I do that, though, I do want to remind you that not only are we a video, a podcast, but we are also a digital magazine. The last magazine, as you know, are the Lamborghinis. I've shown them to you many times. The new publication has dropped. It is on the website. So you want to go to clarissaburt.com, inthelimelightmedia.com. You can find it there. The hard copy is not yet here. I've ordered it, but I'm still waiting for it to get here. So with all of that having been said and not much further ado, we are going to bring on the man of the hour, the myth, the legend, the man himself, David Kogan. There he is, everybody. Thank David Kogan from E-Liances, where entrepreneurs align. David, I'm going to just cover up your face with your beautiful logo. There you go. E-Liances, everyone, where entrepreneurs align. How does that work? I don't know. I wish I could do that in a prettier way. I just can't, there we go. You know, so anyway, so
give me a high five. Give me a high five.
Yeah, the high five. Wait. There you go.
Perfect.
So what's doing? I mean, you have built an empire with E-Liances. You have meetings and roundtables and grand tables and the Hero podcast that I've been on. Wait a second. Wait for it, everybody. Here you go.
Oh, I love it. That's an awesome shot. Looks great. Great. Oh, yeah. It was an honor having you on the show. I love it. Absolutely.
There you go.
Looks great.
Yeah. A little slow today, everybody. It is a little slow, but here's you and me. Oh, there we are.
That's awesome.
In the flesh. But, you know, you've been working for a lot of years with a lot of entrepreneurs globally, not just locally. And you get to meet and greet and talk to some of the coolest people on the planet because it is overarching all of the different categories of people that you bring together. Tell us a little bit more about E-Liances, what it does and what the vision is.
Sure. Thank you again to Clarissa for having me on the show. I love it. Big fan. I love the work that you're doing and helping and spotlighting entrepreneurs. It's so critical. I mean, this whole, you know, country was built on entrepreneurs, built on small businesses. And the foundation of E-Liances is, as you mentioned, it is the place where entrepreneurs align. In fact, it truly is the only place where entrepreneurs align as a community. And we're based upon a community. We have people that are from one realm to another realm that are part of E-Liances. So for example, is we have ones that are living in their car, starting their next business, to those that have sold their business, to multi-billionaires that are part of the community, from actors, actresses, and that. But what the foundation is that when you get people together and you have that even level playing field, magic happens. And it's typically is I never thought I would connect with this type of person. And next thing you know, they're building a business together, or competitors or that. So it is a community.
And it's a phenomenal community. You know, I'm excited to be now just jumping on board. I had been to an event some years ago, but travel and actually wasn't living in town at the time has kept me away. But I will be becoming much more frequently now. And I did want to let everybody know, you know, just the extraordinary work that you all do by bringing people together. And a lot of deals are made. Not only, there's a separate mastermind that you have pulled together. So there are all kinds of different extrapolations, if you will, of alliances. So once you're in, there are so many different ways you can create. Because the time that I was there, David, you may not remember this, but I came to a round table and I stood up and spoke. And you were kind of dressed like this somehow, I don't know, underneath of everything.
Probably.
You had some sort of superhero thing. And I looked around and I thought, wow, this is really something very different. There's the logo for your podcast. This was something really different because it's not boring. It's not staid. It's not stuffy. It's a lot of fun because you keep it that way. How do you find the motivation, the drive, the energy that you have? Is I thought I was bad, but you seem to just forward. You know, I say 25/8 because 24/7 doesn't exist for entrepreneurs anymore. If you didn't want to work a 9-to-5 in corporate, then be prepared to work to entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. And I am accessible 24/7 to our community. It's being driven. I mean, I'm so excited about the people that I get to meet, the opportunities such as you. I mean, and your background and the people that you've met and the hearing the stories, it just drives the energy and it drives the energy that takes place there. I mean, again, we've got people that are top politicians in the state. We're not a political group. We have the top lawyers. We're not a legal group. We have the top investors. And you don't have to be a top investor to be part of alliances. But again, you get all these people together that never thought that they would mix. And voila, the magic happens. And we have weekly private roundtables. They take place every week. If your audience would like to have an opportunity potentially to attend one, they can go to alliances.com and click on roundtable application.
In addition to,
and they could come as your guest, specifically guest of Clarissa Burt. So if you know Clarissa, then you got it. We got one foot in. That's right. And then we're also to in other locations too. We've got locations in DC, a number of ones opening up in Florida, international ones that are wanting to open. So we're just kind of gradually expanding. We're looking for the right community directors within each location that will really be the foundation of helping to pull together the community, because it's a community. So if you're, as you know, Clarissa, if someone's here to come and network and pass out their business card, each person, really the wrong place. There's plenty of other places out there. But the biggest news now is that we've taken this virtual, and we've been able to take similar type of experience and do something that really nobody else is doing on the virtual side of how do you get that touch, that feel that it is truly something unique and a community. And we've been able to do that, and we're going to be expanding it to other experiences besides the round table and that. So it's quite exciting, and that's going to be one part. And then, in fact, I mean, you know, the whole world here is going to be going virtual in some way or another.
Sure. Yeah. And I really hope that, you know, it is a sign of the times, obviously, because we are going through COVID extraordinary times, absolutely extraordinary times, meaning extraordinary. But I really hope that organizations such as alliances will remember the importance of being in the room. You know, there is nothing that will ever replace the action, you know, being there, human contact, and being able just to get out of the house and go meet like-minded people right there. And I just love that. And I really hope that it doesn't go the way of the book, because I'm not an iPad-y kind of person. I don't want to read my magazine on an iPad. I'm just going to hold on to the old traditional ways as long as I guess I possibly can. Was this always the vision when you got started with alliances? What was your vision at the time? And did you ever expect that it would be as massive as it is today?
Short answer is no. I had started a number of companies. I exited a healthcare company. And after I exited that, I was like, okay, so where do people go? Like, I'm unemployed and I can't get hired by someone because I've started enough businesses where really it's what am I going to do next? And I ended up going to a variety of different things that were like networking and that type of stuff, and really wasn't comfortable with it. Wasn't comfortable going into a room going, okay, now what? And everybody hands out their business card to you and you go, okay, now what? And so one thing led to another. And the next thing I know is we had 15 people that grew to 40 people that grew to 50 people, and it just skyrocketed. And each time I'd come home, I tuck my kids in and I go, you won't believe who I met. And this person has done this, and they're selling helicopters. And this one is the, you know, actor of so-and-so. I mean, we have, you know, a quarter of the cast of Happy Days that is part of Alliances. And then it's just, it's very surreal. And again, even having the opportunity like to be able to talk with you. I mean, our paths crossed, thankfully, because of Alliances, and we're building a strong relationship and given the years that we've had. So it's just, it's these stories. And my belief is that everybody, regardless of where they are, has some type of superhero superpower, and it's just being able to find what that is. And some people find it earlier, some people find it later. I mean, you know, you found it being, you know, supermodel. I mean, so, you know,
that
and then
a long
now
time ago, but
everything else you're doing. Yeah, but you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to have been able to accomplish So
I'm going to show you some more stuff up here. Let's see.
Yeah.
There you are.
That's great. Look at
that. I keep it all hidden. I keep it all hidden, but yeah.
Unbelievable. You got to invite me in. I want to see it in person one of these days.
You have to come down. You'll have to come. I'm a little bit farther away than, you know, where you normally have your meetings, but I'd love to have you. It'd be awesome for you to come see some of the fun stuff that I've been able to do through the years. But, you know, in all of the years, all of the hard work, David, you work, honestly, I think you are a 25-8 kind of guy, because I see what's going on for even from behind the scenes. And I saw the day that I was in for the podcast as well, the amount of work that you put into everything that you do. And what would you consider, and I love asking this question to entrepreneurs, and the answers that you get are really amazing. In all of it, what was your crowning moment?
Crowning moment, I would say is because of the amount of hours and that I do work is being able to figure out how to integrate it with my children. And part of that is that every night, even to this day, I'm still tucking them in and we're talking about the day. And I'm able to pull some of the people like entrepreneurs, things that I've met, and draw my children in because they're like, oh, wow, you met this baseball player or this fashion person. So having the interest of them getting excited about who I've met and building that connection that, quite honestly, without Alliances, I wouldn't be able to, being able to meet, you know, Olympic medalists and all different facets. If we had, for example, who's part of Alliances is the co-founder of Oculus. Well, my son's big into VR. That lit him up. He's like, okay, that's cool. Like, you know, if he says it's cool, then it's cool. So I think that's really the biggest thing, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, being an entrepreneur is phenomenal, but also too is, you know, having someone like, you know, children or family or friends or something like that certainly is a big deal too, and developing deep relationships.
How old are the kids?
So now I have a son, he is 15, and a daughter who's 19, and I'm still tucking my son in every night, although the time has gotten much shorter, and I'm still sharing him with him of the things that took place during the day and what he's shared with me. But yeah, I feel like I'm there. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Wow. Boy, there's been just so many. I'm trying to think of some offhand. Well, people that have been on Project Runway. As I mentioned, Happy Days, quarter of the cast of Happy Days, even MASH. We've had the President of United Nations General Assembly on. That was certainly interesting one. And a number of them, and then they fly in for our experiences, like our grand tables we have that take place. But what it is this is interactive. So it's not where you, as you know, Clarissa, you're just coming and you're listening to someone for an hour and away they go off stage and you don't get to see them. This is interactive.
Yeah.
It's interactive. It's something that's nothing else that's like there. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is we make sure every single person is comfortable. And I got that from my mom, who's been a school teacher. She was a school teacher for over 25 years as she ran the classroom, right? Making sure each child that was comfortable here, it's making sure that everybody's comfortable. And that's the, I don't care what level you're at. Everybody walks in a room. They're still like, okay, you know, where do I go? And they, what do they do? Typically beeline to someone who they already know. Not here.
Exactly.
Mix it up and make sure that everybody knows, and they're going to know everybody in that room by the time they leave.
I think the best business advice you ever got was, and from whom, if you remember?
I would say one of the memories that sticks out most to me is when I was about 7, 8 years old, and I was in my father's office, and I was sitting on the couch, bored as could be, bouncing off the wall, rolling around. But what I remember to this day, and it took probably about 20 years later for it to kind of click, actually probably 30 years later for it to click, is that I observed the way in which my father communicated with each person that came in. And it was that laser eye focus. It could have been anything else going on, but he was focused. And there's the warmth of whoever it was that was coming in. So I didn't understand what was taking place. I didn't know really what was communicated. But to this day, I still remember that. And so I've carried that over. I think that's the biggest lesson, is to give the person who you are talking to the focus and the attention, not looking down, not doing all those things, and genuinely being interested in and listening carefully to what they have to say. And I think that, you know, we do that. You'll find more opportunity than ever. You'll learn more about the person and go much further, I think, than anything else that's out there.
Where's the see it in 5 years? How would you like to see the business grow?
Yeah. So we'll probably be in every single major city within the U.S. We've gotten, we continually have many requests. Again, it's finding the right community director. Also, too, is additionally international. So we've got some very strong relationships. We're just not quite yet ready at this point to go international, but these are very solid contacts in that. So that basically what it'll build is an entire network. And I don't mean networking. I mean network of entrepreneurs in a community. And the whole community leads with what you can give and what you could help provide for somebody else, right?
You know,
and that's what our whole basis is what could you provide for others? And boy, things come flooding your way when you do that.
Everybody, eLions.com. We've been talking to David Kogan. He is the guy, the founder, the one that makes, he is the gas that goes in the engine. He is the brakes.
Clarissa, you're getting me too big of a head. I'm not going to be able to walk through the door anymore.
I'm telling you, I mean, honestly, you know, I know a lot of entrepreneurs myself. I get around too. And I don't know too many people that work quite as hard as you do. And as you said before, makes everybody feel just super special. So with that having been said, my kind sir, we are coming to the end of our lovely chat. Would you like to leave everybody with where they can?
Absolutely. Go to eliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Eliances. The only place where entrepreneurs align.
Did my homework.
You're awesome, Clarissa.
Thanks, David.
Thank you too so much. Thoroughly enjoyed the interview. Thank you.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say. And here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are going to love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at inspirednewsradio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, inspirednewsradio.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beet Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need, people who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces. Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.